Yeah, I got a stupid email from a listener. Actual email from a listener who said, forward this to Cooper, but I didn't. And she called me a douchebag. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's one of those people. I'm like, I'm not even going to respond to you. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
What was her issue?
This is not directed at you, but you are a passive D-bag with regards to this issue. Okay. I listened to your pod until you start yammering about shoplifting being A-okay with you. Did we ever say shoplifting was A-okay with us?
No, we never said that. We weren't talking about shoplifting be okay. We were talking about that shoplifting is a problem. So now because it's a problem, stores are closing.
See, I don't even know if this was last night because you befriended somebody who admitted doing this is nonsense. So I think it's something we did a while ago. But
this doesn't make any sense because we've never condoned shoplifting.
Even in my most liberal days, your views would repulse me. By the way, adults that do extra work, even unions, are losers.
Oh, it sounds like somebody who's okay. It sounds like somebody who is super conservative.
Okay,
like who became conservative.
But it's. It's not like you turn on a radio station and there we are. You actually have to jump through a couple of hoops to get us.
Yeah, this isn't bad news. I mean, the fact that people are reacting to us.
No, I'm fine with that. I mean, call me. I wear the badge of passive douchebag with pride.
Yeah.
I'm glad you think I'm a douchebag because you know what? I am. So I'm glad you listen to all of our show and you're right. Talking about things we have never talked about. Fine. I don't care.
You misinterpret everything we say as long as you're listening. I mean, this is like people were so pissed off at Howard Stern. They listened twice as long. So,
well, what you could do if you don't like what we say is you could call our boss and bitch at them and get us taken off the air. But I hate to tell you, the two people that own this company are talking right now. And we don't give a fuck, Tara Tanner, what you say.
Right.
And if you think I'm a douchebag.
No, you thrive on that. When somebody calls you a douchebag, you get like a little chub. Like, that's your thing.
Yeah, I'm like, thank you. You went out of your way to download our show.
Right.
And then out of your way to find my email and then email me.
Douchebag and misogynist. She left out misogynist. You know what? If you don't say also misogynist, you clearly were not.
No,
really
I'm a passive douchebag, whatever that means.
Oh, okay. As opposed to an active douchebag, like somebody that's out there, you know, in the world being a douchebag to people as they're walking by. Like you're passive because you do it on your podcast as opposed to. But no, just trust me, Tara, whatever your name is. He's a douchebag in real life, too. Like, yeah. He goes out of his way. You know, you only get a little bit of the douchebag here. Like, if you knew him in real life, you'd be like, wow, no, not passive. Huge douchebag.
Well, and she goes on to say, I used to listen to you while I was at gym. Not anymore. Oh, let me go cry that we lost a listener. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Like it used to. It used to bother me when people would call the station and complain to our boss that they didn't like something that we said. That I said something about Africa one night, which I don't even know what the hell I did. But now you can't.
No, hang on. Wait. You got to be clear. We weren't talking about Africa. We were talking about the Weezer song, Africa, the cover, the Toto song.
But somebody called and complained to our boss. Right now, you can call and complain to our boss because we don't give a shit. You can call Twitch and complain to them. They don't know who we are. You can call Anchor. They don't know who we are. Spotify, they could care less. So, right. Yeah, go after us all you want. If you don't like us, I don't care.
Don't we have a number? They can just call us directly.
Exactly. And keep emailing me. I love getting emails that you call me a douchebag. I love it.
Yeah. People that misinterpret things that we say, or my favorite thing is like, because we, you and I say legit things on this show that people could get pissed off about that they don't. Like sometimes we'll do a show and afterwards I'll be like, wow, we really walked up to the edge there, mm-hmm. you know, or like, you know, remember we had that whole fight with Kyle and Jackie O in Australia. Not a peep out of our listeners, not a peep. But you and I will be like, you know, I prefer vanilla to chocolate ice cream. Oh, you're a racist.
Yeah. And shoplifting you know what I mean? It's like, is what? Fine. You can shoplift if it's okay. The hell are you talking about?
Who would say that shoplifting is okay? It's so bizarre.
We had a discussion one night about should you shoplift to feed your kids or something like that. Some conversation we had that went down that road. So this is something 6-8 months ago that she heard that she's calling, and we don't remember what we did yesterday.
But no, the point is we would never condone shoplifting. I mean, who gets on a show and is like, you know, you guys really should start shoplifting. If you're not doing that, what the fuck, man?
Right.
No, it's here's what happens. So someone's at the gym or they're in their car or they're listening passively and they catch every other word. Like there's a commercial out right now where a girl's like, I don't know what to wear to this work party. And her friend's like, listen, it's not a costume party. Just wear something professional and you'll look great and they'll love you. But because she's on a spotty network, she hears wear a costume, they'll love you. Mm-hmm. So she shows up in a costume and everyone's in a suit. I feel like that's a lot of what radio and podcasting is. It's people half listening. You know, they're listening in their car, they're listening somewhere like passively, and they catch every other word and they put it together. And the best example is when you and I were introducing the new Weezer song, Africa, their cover of the Toto song, and somebody called the station and said, why are they talking about Africa?
Right.
It's like, no, because that's the name of the song. We're not talking about the continent. We just introduced the name of the song.
And you know, there's a lot we both got called into a meeting to right. discuss that. So not only do I love meetings so much, I love meetings. I love being called into meetings. Then I get uh-huh. called into meetings because I said the name of a song.
You know, Koopa was sitting there saying that her body was a wonderland. And I was like, oh, that narcissist. Is so,
there's kids in the car. You bitch. There's kids here.
It was a John Mayer song. We were introducing it. We did a throwback segment. We introduced John Mayer. But it's like that kind of thing. It's not my fault that you're only half listening.
Yeah. And complain to our boss. Call our old boss now and tell him that we talked about shoplifting is a good thing. Call him. He's not doing anything anyway.
Yeah, he was fired. He's sitting home wondering what to do with himself. He, you know, complain to him. Because the truth is, Anthony and I own this show.
Right.
And we are our own bosses.
Right.
So if you have a complaint, you know, let us know.
It's going to go right in the trash.
Right in the trash.
Yeah, I could care less what you call me, a douchebag all you want. Tara Tanner, all you want, call me a douchebag. I don't care. I love it. Love it.
You know what's so funny about us? Like, we get so many messages from people that are like, I love your show. We never talk about those people. Mm-hmm. So it's always the one or two people that misinterpret something or hear something we didn't say or get mad at something we actually did say that, you know, whatever, you're entitled. But we have more people who call and say, I love your show, listen every night, you know, that kind of thing. But yet we never focus on that. What's wrong with us?
No, because this person sent this email at 10 p.m. last night. So I've been focused on this for almost 24 hours now. Because you called me a douchebag. It doesn't bother me. I just want to know what's going on in your pathetic life that you're going to take time out of your pathetic life and pause whatever TV show you're watching. Pausing the Squid Game to email us to tell me that I'm a douchebag and Cooper is immature.
Right. Because you think that we somehow condone shoplifting, like we would ever do that, like that conversation ever happened. Mm-hmm. It's bizarre. But, you know, I had lunch yesterday with a girlfriend of mine who was on television. She had her own show. I don't want to say who she is because she was sort of famous. Her show ended now, but it was a really big show. It was on NBC. It was huge. And she was on for 10 years, 11 years. And she said that the entire time she was on the show, she never read a fan letter, a fan email. Because mm-hmm. remember, the show was long enough ago that people actually physically wrote letters at the very beginning of the show, and then eventually emails. She said she never read one email or one letter ever, positive or negative. She just didn't. And here's the crazy thing. Like, so then, you know, then she'd be seen with like a big celebrity and somebody'd be like, oh, I see you're with Jennifer Lopez. It's like, yes. Okay. And do you know what I mean? Like, yes, I did an event with Jennifer Lopez. So
yeah, I can't
you
believe how
me?
Liberal you are that you are with her. The hell does that have to do with anything?
No, it's not even a political thing. It's not like people are like, because, you know, what's J-Lo's politics? We don't know. She doesn't talk right. about it. But I'm just saying, like, people get upset about the weirdest things these days, and they just their lives are terrible or their lives are unhappy, and they take them out on anybody they can. And occasionally they take them out on some stupid podcast hosts.
Right.
Did you really think as you were listening to the show that we were, oh, I don't know, experts in some area, or we're holding ourselves out as anything but two idiots on the radio? Because if you think it's something other than that, we're here to tell you it isn't. we're just two people who've been in radio for nearly 20 years, and we happen to keep doing it, and feel free to listen or not, you know, but certainly don't hang on our words and don't give a shit about what we say, because nobody else does.
If you're on Twitch or you're on Facebook or whatever, and you're commenting on things, and it gets lost in so many comments, fine. But you're going out of your way to look up my email address, which is anthony@cooperandanthony.com, by the way, and go out of your way to email me your name and your email to tell me I'm a douchebag. That's you got balls.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to say, Tara, whoever you are, kudos to you for not doing it anonymously. Good for her for giving her name and address and all her information, so we could now spam her with junk. I'm just kidding. I respect that. I respect that she has an opinion and that she didn't hide behind some bogus email address.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we know, we all have many of them for junk email. Good for her. You know what? Good for her. I'm proud of her. I actually respect her. I respect her more now. Hate us. Please hate us. Hate us with a passion and tell us who you are, because that's super cool. Like, I think that's awesome. David Seeley says that we have more fun hearing about the other people, the ones that hate us, rather than he doesn't want to hear about the people that love us, because yawn.